Video, Total Solar Eclipse, Things to Know About the Upcoming Event Captivating Americans. By Amy Furr on April 4, 2024. There are a few things to know as multitudes of people gear up to experience the total solar eclipse on Monday. In a total solar eclipse, the moon passes between the sun and Earth and blocks the sun, NASA explains. People waiting for it will know it is happening because the sky will go dark. To view the event safely, NASA recommends people wear specialized eye protection to avoid being seriously injured. Viewing any part of the bright sun through a camera lens, binoculars, or a telescope without a special purpose solar filter secured over the front of the optics will instantly cause severe eye injury. When watching the partial phases of the solar eclipse directly with your eyes, which happens before and after totality, you must look through safe solar viewing glasses, eclipse glasses, or a safe handheld solar viewer at all times. You can also use an indirect viewing method, such as a pinhole projector. The agency also said the first location that will see the total solar eclipse is Mexico's Pacific coast at approximately 11:07 a.m. PDT, before it enters the United States, first passing over Texas and eventually exiting on the Atlantic coast of Newfoundland, Canada, according to Breitbart News. Video footage shows similar events happening in previous years. As the big day approaches, cities and towns in its path are gearing up to host crowds of people who want to watch it, UPI reported Friday. Scores of small towns are in the path, as well, some equipped better than others to handle anticipated crowds and their need to buy gas, eat food and go to the restroom. Medical personnel will be standing by, and police agencies will be out in force, the outlet said. One reason behind the excitement is that the next solar eclipse to cross the United States will not happen until 20 years from now. This time, the moon will cover the sun for approximately 4 minutes and 28 seconds, according to the Associated Press, AP. It all depends on the weather, of course. The National Weather Service is providing daily updates of its cloud cover forecasts along the path, the report noted.